Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Guess what? You got an extra hour in your day here in most parts of the world. Daylight savings time is gone. It's getting dark early now. You need a great book, and let's drop by thewisdomofwalt.com today. You have two great choices. Just like you have Disneyland and Walt Disney World, you now have Beyond the Wisdom of Walt, based in the stories are based on out of Walt Disney World. And of course, the original, The Wisdom of Walt, by author Jeff Barnes. You need to be inspired here at the beginning of November. It's going to be a great time. You can build relationships with those at work, better, stronger relationships with your family, and of course, get that touch of Disney each and every time you pick up one of these great books. Again, drop by thewisdomofwalt.com or go on Amazon to pick up Beyond the Wisdom of Walt or The Wisdom of Walt. Today's show also proudly sponsored by our friends over at touringplans.com. That's the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. Save time and money on the next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation with your premium subscription to touringplans.com. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. For about the price of one counter service meal down at Walt Disney World, you're going to get 365 days worth of awesome information that's going to keep you clear of the crowds and having a great time on your next vacation. Check them out today. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1246 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Monday to you, you well-rested Disney fans, you. That's right. I hope you took advantage of that extra hour of sleep. Now that daylight savings time is gone, we're back on standard time. It is now getting dark, about 2:45 in the afternoon, and it's pretty depressing. But you know what? What can you do? Just look forward to the spring. That's right. So we'll have a good time talking Disney. I guess that's one way to chase away the blues. So today we have a treat for you. We're going to have a little land and sea action. Nothing better when it comes to a Walt Disney World Disney Cruise Line combo. We're headed to Baltimore City with our good friend Beth. Beth, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I'm so excited.
Glad to have you on the podcast. I appreciate your patience. And it's going to be a good time talking Disney today. Now, are you one of those folks who... When the time changes and daylight savings time goes away, is that one of those things? It's like, oh man, what's going on with the world?
Well, I definitely get excited for the extra hour of sleep, but then it's usually the quick realization afterwards that that was a mistake because, like you said, now it's getting dark out earlier. And but I do love the morning, so it's nice to have some additional morning time.
That's true. I'm a morning person, so that is, I didn't think about that, but man, I love the summer. I'm a summer person, but I love when it stays out light till almost 9 o'clock. So a little rough adjustment, but we'll all make it through together as we do each fall. So anyway, like we said, we're going to talk Disney and we're going to have a good time because as we're here in the very beginning of November, think about this, guys. Thanksgiving here in the States is going to be here in like 3.5-4 weeks. And then it's going to be Black Friday, then the madness of getting ready for Christmas, then New Year's Eve, you know, so we got so much happening here in the next couple of months, but we're going to talk about your trip, which you headed down during the week. I've headed down many, many times because of being a teacher. And I know you work in education as well, that you go down between Christmas and New Year's. So, boy, there's always fun stories to be told on that week, but it's a good time. So that's when you guys took your last trip yet, right?
Yes. Yes. It was awesome. And like you said, it was a great excuse to travel because that's when it's convenient for work schedules and school schedules. But I listen to your podcast all the time and was like, wow, like, is it going to be really nuts? Like, it's the week between Christmas and New Year's. And, my family and I talked about it and that was the best time we could go. So, we decided to do it and I would totally do it again year after year. I don't know if we are or not yet, but, I definitely hope we will in the future because it's a really fun time to be in Disney.
It is because you get a lot of extras, you know, that week. Now, of course, you get the extra, like half the planet seems like they're on Main Street USA or watching, you know, Happily Ever After Wishes in the past with you. But The thing is, I think it's really, you see a lot of amateurs there. You know, you see a lot of folks who it might be their first time down there, or they're just not well versed in, you know, the skills that we have is somebody that listens to the podcast, goes on blogs and so forth. But I think somebody like that's listening to a Disney podcast, you know enough that you can still have a great time. And it's great people watching. I got to throw that in there too, don't you think?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We made a lot of new friends.
Lots of new friends to be had. So, well, tell us about when this trip kind of came about, like when you started planning it. Like, what made you think? Of course, schedules drive a lot of decisions when it comes to things like this. But, you know, who planned it and how did you put everything together to head down during Christmas?
Sure. So, we were a party of four. So, it was myself and my parents and my boyfriend. And my parents and I, you know, have been doing the Disney thing for years and years and years, like super comfortable. My parents go down all the time. I always tell them about the Be Our Guest podcast and I'm like, you should listen. This was just on this week. You should use this tip for next time. I obviously with work, I don't get to get down as much as I'd like, but for my boyfriend, it was something a lot newer and like a lot more, of a new experience. So, he was totally on board and excited, but, I think it can be hard to explain to someone who hasn't done Disney growing up all the time, like why that's so special and why it's so exciting. And, my parents and I are not big ride people. Like I just don't really like a lot of the rides, like drops and heights and all those kinds of things are like not really great for me. So, or my parents. So, Nick was also like, well, what do you do if you don't do rides? And I was like, there's so much to do, but like, it's hard to explain that. So we started talking about probably last summer and just kind of figuring out it was the schedule that really drove the decision to go down that week. It was like really optimal for everyone to go that time. And we toyed a lot with the idea of like, you know, do we do a cruise for the whole time? Do we do Disney World for the whole time? Do we do a mix? And we landed on this mix that we left the day after Christmas and we're down Disney for 4 days. And then we did a 3-day cruise, including New Year's, on the Disney Dream. So it was super exciting. I guess you would say, well, between me and my mom, we kind of did most of the planning. My mom, she loves like calling Disney and talking to everyone there because she's like, they're so friendly, which is so true. So she kind of did all of our like reservations and that kind of stuff. But I kind of knew, you know, I knew what like my Nick's preferences would be. So I kind of represented us when, you know, we were kind of like, well, we might like to do this, but let's do that instead. And so kind of a tag team effort there.
And that's actually the best way to do it, you know, because that way, you, like you said, you're representing yourself and Nick, and then your mom can, you know, decide what they want to do as well, and you get a good blending of things. And plus, when you divide up the duties, it just makes it more enjoyable for everybody, I think. When you have one person on point the whole time, I think it starts to get stressful for that person, I've learned. And now, do you enjoy the whole music with Disney? Because I used to, years ago.
Oh, yeah. The music? Oh, definitely. For sure. Oh, yeah.
I used to think, when they played Pirates, I thought it was directly coming from the Pirates queue. You know, I was that person. Now it's like, I hear it every day, all day, like in my sleep at night. I can tell you what comes next. It's a sickness. Anyway,
yes,
so
exactly.
Now you guys went down. You really did it right with the staying at Walt Disney World and going on a Disney cruise. While you were there, you stayed at the Boardwalk, which has gone. It went for years and years with me. Of course, we stayed at, you know, Pop Century for years and years because of budget and just because of where we were as a younger family. And then we kind of went up to the moderates. You know, we're really comfortable staying at Riverside, French Quarter, Coronado, and Caribbean Beach. And when it comes back, that'll be nice. But we've kind of dipped our toes lately for just a couple nights at staying places in the deluxe category. Not for our whole length of stay usually, but just to test them out. And for Marathon Weekend last year, we had a really nice group rate at Boardwalk. So I just decided it's a great group rate. We're only there for a few days for the races. Let's give it a shot. I fell in love, not only with location, but the theme of the place. And I didn't think that theme would, because I'm not an East Coast person, you know, that's not really my thing. I'm a Midwesterner. I think that's why I really like, and I a lot of South in me too. That's why I like Riverside. But I loved everything about the Boardwalk. So what did you guys think about staying there?
Yeah, we love the boardwalk. We have actually stayed there before. Well, we've stayed in, like, Boardwalk Beach Club Yacht Club. We've stayed in probably the past two times I've been down before this one. We've also stayed in that area, and I think we actually discovered it. We did Marathon Weekend a couple years ago, and we loved it because that year I did the half marathon, my mom did the 10K, and then my dad did the 5K, and we loved it because, like, my dad and I could come out and we could, like, watch mom run right by, like, right by the hotel, which was awesome. And we're, I mean, as you can imagine, like, we love, like, walking everywhere and running and just, like, being active in that area. And what we actually love most about that kind of collection of the three of them is that you can walk to Epcot or to Hollywood Studios, which, like, Epcot and Hollywood Studios are, like, I think our family's, like, two favorite parks to go to. So, to be honest, I feel like it's, like, way easier to get there than it is at some of the other, like, hotels. So it's just nice to be able to walk to places, and you don't even have to rely on, like, the monorail or anything like that. Even though the monorail's fast, it's nice to just be able to control it yourself, walk when you want. If people want to go back at different times, you can do that or not. So that's, like, really exciting. So generally my mom tries to just call between the three of them and figure out, you know, which one has, like, the best rate for the best dates and things like that. So, I mean, they all have different, like, pros and cons and different themes and et cetera, but they're all on equal love level in my head.
So let me ask you this. I just love just picking people's brains, and just for no reason in particular, but say Disney called you today and they said, okay, we got a room for you. You've just won some kind of a sweepstakes. You can stay at Yacht Club, Beach Club, or Boardwalk for 5 nights. And all was equal. They're paid for. You just get to pick. Which one would you pick?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I'd probably lean towards the Beach Club. I think, if I recall correctly, the Beach Club feels like the brightest, and super love the restaurant at the Beach Club. We're big foodies in my family, so we just love to eat and to enjoy Disney food when we're able to be down there. So definitely love that. So I think I'd go with the Beach Club.
That's interesting. My wife says the same thing about beach and yacht. She says, well, I don't think people with kids stay at the Yacht Club. It seems kind of, upscale-y. And, you know, Beach Club sounds like that's the part where they put the kids and the families. And really, they're the same thing. I mean, it's both Walt Disney World, but that's just her impression because it's kind of gray, you know, like colored. And then Beach Club's more pastels. But that's funny you say that because my wife says the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
I love talking about this stuff. Okay, so you stayed at Boardwalk. So it's very crowded this time of year, but if you have a plan, you can do stuff, and you're not a big ride people, like you said. So that, I guess that works to your advantage. So how does the time go at the parks and just enjoying Florida this time of year? What'd you guys do?
Yeah, we had a great time. We got super lucky with the weather. It was, like, beautiful and sunny and, like, pleasant weather every day. I would say probably ranging from, like, I don't know, high 60s to, like, low 80s, depending on the day. And that was just so lovely, super sunny, super beautiful. And we loved being at the parks. We went to Hollywood Studios one of the days, and we really loved walking around. We have a special place in our heart for, like, is it New York Avenue that they, I guess at that time was under construction. I guess, I don't know if it still is or not, but that was, like, a little bit sad that it wasn't there, but there's, like, a little umbrella back there where you used to be able to stand on and pretend you were singing in the rain. So, you know, a lot of, like, silly, cutesy memories like that. But we did still get to see, like, a lot of those cool things. So we walked around. We did some of the what I would call tame rides. So we did, like, Backlot and ate lunch there and did a bunch of those kind of, like I said, tame rides. Did some shopping. It was right after the, Star Wars Stormtrooper thing had started. And that, like, wasn't our favorite. We were a little, I guess because it was new, we didn't really know what was going on or know what to expect. And it felt kind of intense and that it was happening kind of frequently. So, we didn't stay at Hollywood Studios too long, but we didn't really find it that crowded. We're also, like, pretty fast walkers as a unit. So we just kind of like beelined where we wanted to go and like, you know, knew what was going on. So that was nice. Then we also spent some time at Animal Kingdom, which I really loved. And I know obviously now like Pandora's there and all that kind of stuff, which wasn't there when we were there. So that'll be a cool thing to explore through. But honestly, I feel like Animal Kingdom can sometimes get the shaft, like on the planning and the planning meetings, you know, it's like larger, it's usually really hot during the day. Like, and for someone who doesn't like a lot of rides, it can really be hit or miss. But so we hadn't been there. I mean, probably since I was in like, I don't know, middle school, high school, like it'd been a long time. So we got to go there and got to see like a whole bunch of the different, like activities that they had, got to wander around. We ate at one of the restaurants that had been new since we got there. We also did the safari, which is like one of my favorite things. And I actually credit the Be Our Guest podcast for getting us on the safari because we didn't get our act together on the fast pass thing when we went there. So of course, like party of four to get on the safari, like forget it. Those fast passes are definitely full. And I said to my family, I was like, guys, on the Be Our Guest podcast, they say if you go right at rope drop and you just like beeline for the safari. So we like studied the map the night before. We got there right at rope drop and we just like walked right on the safari. It was awesome. So that was like definitely a highlight. And it was early. So like a ton of animals were out. So I would say Animal Kingdom was actually probably a highlight for us, which, I never would have predicted that to, like, per se be a highlight, but it was, like, super, super fun. And we just did a lot of wandering around through the different, like, animal places. And my boyfriend is a little bit more adventurous in the rides category, so he went on the River Rapids ride. So it was awesome. It was really fun.
You know, that's really the best time to go to Animal Kingdom is when it's in a cooler season because that park is just oppressive in the summer. And I still go there and we'll still go there all the time now because of Pandora and all the, you know, new stuff. But man, does that place get hot in the summer. So when it's not as hot, it's so much more enjoyable. And I want to bounce something else off you about traveling this time of the year is that when we've done this and we've done this many times, I'm a huge Christmas person, holiday season person. I love it. You know, that's just, you know, I love watching the specials, decorating the house, all the stuff, you know, the parties and stuff. What I've noticed is when I've gone down post Christmas, like we usually did the same thing, would leave the day after Christmas and come back, you know, a couple days after New Year's, is that it extends the season tremendously because when you're down there, like everybody's still running around in their, you know, Mickey Santa hats and you got all the Christmas treats and all the stores and you got the Christmas decorations everywhere. The Christmas music's playing. Do you feel the same? Because I, you know, it almost seems like I get like an extra 10 days of the holiday season. You know, I love that.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, we went like we got there and when we were checking in, I was like, "There's Christmas," and I was like, oh right. It's not over. Like, this is awesome. So, and exactly like you said, Mike, it's just the Christmas trees were still everywhere. We walked through the Christmas tree garden at Disney Springs. Like, we went shopping at Disney Springs, which obviously has a million and a half Christmassy flair to it. So it was great, and it was really fun to, like, in a really busy Christmas season, like, that holiday season is just so tricky between Thanksgiving and Christmas, because it's obviously, like, wonderful and exciting, and but just, like, a ton of things, and it was really nice to have something to look forward to afterwards, and then when I was, like, relaxing and able to, like, really soak it in and, like, everyone was kind of, you know, like work back home. I didn't have to be checking my email and anything like that. Like, it was really nice to then be able to actually enjoy it. So really special.
Yeah, good point, too, because, you know, all that time leading up to Christmas, everybody's still trying to finish the gift shopping. And, you know, you have, you know, if you're in education, you have the Christmas pageant that you have to go to at school and you're practicing that every day. And, you know, you got a million things with your family that you have to get done leading up until Christmas. But then, you know, if you go that week, like I say, right after Christmas and then go through New Year's, the thing is, like, most of the responsibilities are done. And if you have many jobs really slow down that week, I mean, not just in education, but I've heard a lot of other people, even if they are supposed to go in, there's not high expectations of productivity for that week. So I think it's a good time to kind of, just like you said, take a breath and just take it in, because I think a lot of times we miss out on some of the joy of Christmas because we're so dang busy.
Yeah, exactly. It was really special.
Awesome. Well, let's head over to the cruise here because I want to give this its due time because I love talking Disney cruise and I love my Disney dream where you guys sailed. And I've never sailed New Year's, so that's interesting to me. So how'd you guys get over to Port Canaveral?
Oh my gosh. We did the like Disney transportation. So I think we actually met in the lobby of the yacht club, if I'm not mistaken. So all three of those hotels, anyone doing our cruise, all met in that lobby at whatever day at like 9 a.m. or whatever. And a bus picked us up and brought us there, and it was like awesome. It was just a nice, easy ride. Like, you know, we didn't have to like worry about anything. Someone just, you know, a nice cast member just picked us up and took us there. And when we got to Port Canaveral, there was actually like a huge line because there had been like their computers had been down earlier that morning or something. So the computers were up, but everyone who had come just like in a car or whatever was like waiting outside. And it was like pretty hot that day, if I remember properly. And we just got to like wait inside the bus the whole time. And literally everyone on the bus was like, this was the best decision we ever made. So that was awesome. Yeah, so that was nice. And, yeah, we have done a couple of the Disney cruises, but like you said, we've never done anything over New Year's or any holiday of sorts. So it was really, really, really fun. Really
so,
cool.
So now had your boyfriend done one or was this his first time?
No, he had done a cruise with another, line, but never a Disney cruise. So that was a new experience for him as well. And he was like totally excited about that. I think that, you know, the magic of being in Disney is magical for more than just why you're in Disney. But the cruise seems to have a basis of, okay, well, if you know what cruise is, you know, you can add Disney magic on there, but which is really magical. But it's like a little bit easier, I think, to understand. So that was, that was really exciting as well to have the, kind of the similar, you know, we've both done this, but there's both something new here. So, and it was fun. Like when we were getting on, you know, people were like, Happy New Year's. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Like we're going to be here for New Year's. Like we're going to be on this boat and come back. And the next time we're here, it's going to be a different year, which was like a funny thing. So as you can expect, the cast like jumped right into the magic and the spirit of that. And just kept energy really high, which was awesome.
Yeah, it'd be a great place to celebrate New Year's Eve. I never really thought about it, but, you know, because it's a great, safe party kind of environment and nothing like it, I could imagine. So before we get into all the New Year's Eve stuff and all the celebrations, what did you guys pick for a stateroom and how did it work out? Because you guys stayed at Boardwalk, so you have nice big rooms there, you know, very deluxe accommodations. What about the ship?
Yeah, so we had staterooms that were on, I believe, the 10th floor, so near the center of the boat. No one in my family does, like, super great with, like, the motion thing. So my mom has read before that, like, being towards the center of the boat is nice and being a little higher. So we were able to do that, which was awesome. And we had staterooms that were, like, right next door to each other, which was really fun. So one of the cool things, if listeners don't know, is that you can and should are very much encouraged to bring magnets to pull in the doors. So that was fun. Like every day, like my mom would leave us like a little magnet on our door and then like we would try and do the same back to them. So you know, by the end of the trip you have like a bunch of magnets on your door and it's like so interesting and fun. But a lot of people do it. There are magnets on everyone's doors, which is really, really fun. So it was nice being close to them. You know, it is, I mean, it's a little tinier, but it's tinier, but it's not like, you know, I felt like we had space for everything. I didn't feel like we were too crammed and you're not really in your room that much. So, you know, in a lot of ways it's kind of like, meh, we are like sleep and get up the next day and keep going.
Yeah, very much so. I agree. You know, cause I've always, you know, I've read the debate online and my wife and I have different opinions on this. I would, if it meant I could go on a cruise more frequently, I would stay in an inside every single time just to save the money. But yeah, the problem is with Disney Cruise Line, it's not really a problem, it's just their pricing structure is that there's not that big of a price difference between like an inside, an ocean view, and a veranda. It's just the initial getting on the ship, you know. So they, you know, some cruise lines, there's a big difference, you know, like, oh, I could go for two inside cruises or one veranda cruise. It's not so much like that with Disney Cruise Line. So my wife wants her veranda. Right. So, you know, she's happy wife, happy life. So that's what I subscribe to. So walk
exactly,
us. So it was a 3-night cruise, but of course it is a specialty cruise for the holiday. You know, 3-night cruises go so fast. So what do you remember as far as highlights from like dining and shows and just the stuff you did around the ship?
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah. And I want to first say you're exactly right. It goes really fast. And we struggled a little bit when we were planning to decide, you know, do we do cruise first and then be in Disney World for New Year's, or do we do Disney World first and be in the cruise for New Year's? But as my mother wisely feels, it's important to already be in Florida and to not like rely on a plane on the day your cruise is taking off. So like we would have had to come down to Florida anyway and like stay a night probably at Port Canaveral and then like get up if we wanted to do the cruise the first day, which I think schedule-wise would have been a little trickier. I forget exactly how. But we were also kind of like, well, then we're missing out on a night at Disney. Like we should flip-flop it. So that was really that was good. And we had a great time on the cruise. So it does go really quickly. Like by the time we got on, we were dining. They have like a buffet up on one of the top levels. So we dined there for lunch. And then by the, it felt like 10 minutes later, we had dinner, which is an exaggeration, but we had super awesome wait staff. I love that it was like just our family on table and then our wait staff was with us and they got to know really quickly, like I'm vegetarian and like I'm pescatarian actually. I still eat fish, but you know, they got to know like, you know, my mom's wine preference and, you know, all the kind of things we like, which is really fun. So we went to all the different restaurants, but we have a special place in our heart for Amir's Palette. Definitely love the entire like animation that progresses throughout the dinner on the screens around. And it's also just a really like bright and lively place. But we were in the Enchanted, I think it's called Enchanted Garden, yep. If I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Restaurant. That was where we were on New Year's Eve night, which was really fun. Cause it's just like it already feels kind of magical because it was just this wonderful magical environment. And then, you know, we knew we were going to the New Year's Eve party later that night. So that was super cool. And then we also did some, we got off our first day, but we stayed on the boat the second day. And just like most of the time, you know, whether we were off or on the boat, we were just like wandering around a lot, just kind of exploring, like going in different places, eating at a bunch of awesome, awesome restaurants, both on and off the ship, depending. We watched Moana on there, which was like super, super, super cool. So that was really fun. So it was just great. There's so much to do. Oh, and my mom and I did trivia and like, oh my gosh, we weren't very good, but we had a ton of fun. We did trivia 3 times.
All right.
We did pretty well on the Disney one. But, like, the other two, we were just like, no, there was no hope. But we had a lot of fun.
You don't even know how much trivia we played on the podcast cruise. We went to every, because we were on a 7-night cruise. We went to every trivia. It didn't matter. 70s, 80s, Disney, music, tap dancing trivia. We didn't care. We knew we'd lose anyway, but we went and played. Because, you know, and you know, that's what I tell people on this show. I try to remind people that maybe have never cruised that, what I remember the most and what I enjoy the most when I come back from a Disney cruise or, you know, even Royal Caribbean, I sail with them too, that you get to do things like trivia contests or game show type activities. We did a fantasy baseball draft on our last cruise and they had some kind of formula to figure out who drafted the best fantasy players of all time, of all the best players in history, given a certain budget. There's all kinds of really unique, obscure kind of activities going on around the ship all the time. I think you need to seek those out and take advantage of those because, you know, some of these things you can do at home, but some of these things are just, when do you ever get a chance to do stuff like that? And like you said, the hosts, cruise director staff to put these things on, man, they spin it and they have a good time with you every time.
Oh, they're so fun. They were some of our favorite people that we met, and we just had such a blast, like, because then you see one place, and then all of a sudden you leave there, and you're, like, going into villain trivia, which was very hard, by the way. That was incredibly challenging. I was like, I thought we would do better at this. We did not. But we, you know, it was, like, our same friend that we just saw at lunch a couple minutes ago, and we were like, wait, how'd you get here? So that was really fun, and it makes you know, that's, I think, a lot of the magic of Disney is that it makes you feel like a kid again, and it makes you do these, like, kind of silly, goofy things that you don't normally do, and, you know, it's, like, even doing, like, the little scavenger hunt around the ship, and, like, all the different things you can find in the paintings, and in the carpets, and in the walls, and there's just so many fun things, and I'm like, when would I ever do this? Like, this is great. I'm not at a computer. I'm not doing anything, you know, that's, like, super difficult, but I can just relax and enjoy myself and have fun. And it was really great.
And it's more fun too. Like, you got to go with your parents, you know, your boyfriend. I've gone with just my wife. Like, we honeymooned on Royal Caribbean, and it was fun and everything. But what I've noticed is cruising is more fun when you have others with you to share those experiences with. Did you feel the same? Like, it was more fun having the four of you rather than even just you and your boyfriend?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Absolutely. We had a blast. And, like, when we were, I mean, especially when we were in Disney, but then even on the cruise, we very much had a space where we were like, you know what, everyone can do their own thing during the day. And it was always like, we'll start with breakfast together and we'll meet up for dinner. Like, that's kind of our, you know, you start the day together, you end the day together kind of deal. But, like, in the middle of the day, like, we would, I mean, sometimes when we were at Disney, you know, we spent some time at Epcot too. I don't even think I talked about that, but we just loved, like, exploring and wandering. But, you know, my parents had been there more recently, so they, like, breezed through a couple things quicker, whereas, like, Nick and I wanted to explore some of the shows, and we saw the candlelight processional when Cal Ripken was there, which obviously the Baltimore connection
nice.
Was really cool.
Yeah.
So it was just nice to have, like, you know, you can spend time doing different things. Or there was one day where, like, Nick and my dad went to see a movie together, and, like, Mom and I did the trivia, as I mentioned. So it was just cool having those, like, those different options. So I love that. I'm totally, the more the merrier, especially when it comes to Disney things.
Totally. Totally. All right. Well, let's close it out here as we wrap it up with New Year's Eve on the Disney Cruise Line, on the Dream. So I've been to Epcot.
Yeah.
You know, you're there with a billion of your closest friends from all over the planet, which is incredible. It's such a great environment. They give you the buzzers or the horns and the hats and everybody's drinking in World Showcase. It's a nut house. So what was it like on the Dream New Year's Eve?
Oh, it was so much fun. So everyone was encouraged to go to the deck up on the top. And that's where they had the big party. And I think it started at like 10, maybe. I mean, it started early in my eyes. And all the things in between, like dinner and the party, were all themed towards New Year's. So we went to like one of the game shows and one of the, you know, like after dinner, we did like one of the activities, and it was like a New Year's game show, and just super, super fun. So we got up to the deck, and they just had like tons of food, and like they had champagne for everyone, and got like a little like very cool plastic champagne glass that had, you know, like a little Mickey logo on it and 2017 Happy New Year. And it was really special. And I mean, it was just like dance party, like, I mean, kind of like the pirate party, but like, you know, four times the amount of people and just like tons of great music and just, you know, it's really just like being around people, which was really awesome. And they did like kind of a little like show kind of thing at one point. And then when we did the countdown, everyone celebrated. And it was just super, super fun. I mean, the music was awesome. The DJ was awesome. It didn't feel like, as I said throughout this whole trip, it didn't feel like particularly crowded. I mean, it was, but it wasn't like, I mean, we didn't feel a need to be like, you know, right at the front or anything. And because of that, we were like, okay, like, you know, we're just hanging out on the side, but we were so close and it didn't feel like super crammed or super ridiculous. And the food was great. One of our wait team staff was actually one of the people bringing around the food. So she like came over to us a lot, which was really sweet. And then when we got back to our room afterwards, we probably only stayed up there till like 12:30 or so. We were pretty tired, but we got back to our room and, they had this beautiful, piece of art that they had left on everyone's bed, like a little gift. And it's like an original piece of art that they made just for that, like New Year's cruise. So like I have mine hanging in my room, which is awesome. And it's just, I mean, it's beautiful. It's like a reprint, but exclusively made for that cruise, which is really special. So it was awesome. It was so fun.
Man, what a way to close out 1 year and bring in the next. That's something that is now on my bucket list. A little, you know, we've done the Christmas and New Year's at Walt Disney World many times, but I'd love to, do one of those sailings. Sounds fun. So as we wrap this up, Beth, okay, so maybe somebody's heading out because, man, this is going to be here before you know it. And you had probably need to have this planned already by now, but, you know, you could probably still work something out. Who knows? But what advice would you give somebody that's thinking about doing the same thing? You know, maybe they're in education or they're in a business that shuts down that week and that would work out with their schedules. Like, what's the one thing you would tell them to have a successful trip between Christmas and New Year's?
Yeah, I would tell them to gather with your party, even if it's like the night before, and just figure out what's everyone's number one for tomorrow. Or maybe they're number one, number two. But we really had a lot of success, and we would do that. We went to dinner the night before, and we would always kind of be like, okay, well, tomorrow we're going to do this. What are you guys going to do? Okay, well, let's do this and then do that, and then we can both do it. And that's how we made the safari work. That's how we were sure, like, we got to all the restaurants we were going to get to. And it was just nice to have, like, I think we're not normally the kind of people who do, like, the whole fast pass thing like a zillion times ahead, because most of the time we're not doing rides anyway, so you don't really need it. But that's totally possible to have like a really successful trip where you do like every single thing. And I mean, we did not plan, other than restaurants, we didn't plan a whole lot ahead of time. We didn't really plan anything ahead of time other than the restaurants. And I would say, to be honest, I think we booked our trip in like September or October. Like it was pretty late. So to be honest, you can still have a great time. And we just knew, you know, where we wanted to go when we got to the park that day. There was a ride in Magic Kingdom that Nick really wanted to go on. So the day we went to Magic Kingdom, we just like booked it right for there. And we weren't there at Rope Drop, but we knew that that was like a priority for that day. So we did that. So it was really cool to just be able to accommodate everyone and, you know, just kind of unify as a team. And I think that's how you can do it for a lot of people around.
All right. Well, sounds great, Beth. Thanks so much for kicking off the week with us, and good luck on your next trip. Sounds like you guys know how to do it.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you so much.
All right. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by our friends over at the Wisdom of Walt. So when you need a good read here as we turn the corner into the, you know, it's dark, it's the depths of fall, pick up, you know, if you want, I'll do the combo set. You know, we're thinking about the holiday season. You really want to make the Disney fan in your life happy. Get the Wisdom of Walt and the next book, the new one that just came out in October, Beyond the Wisdom of Walt, both Disneyland and Walt Disney World covered. Author Jeff Barnes does a great job of taking Walt Disney himself, humanizing him and showing how he had struggles, but he also had plans to bring out the best in those around him, whether it was, you know, co-workers or the other engineers at WED. It's amazing, and it's a great read. It's going to get you fired up for work and just for life in general. So drop by thewisdomofwalt.com today. Check out all the particulars. You can get a personally signed copy by Jeff Barnes, one of my cherished things that I have given to me by some dear friends, and it's just going to make your fall great. So check them out, thewisdomofwalt.com. Also, don't wait in line, especially, I'm telling you, if you're going down the week between Christmas and New Year's and you are a ride person, if you don't have a premium subscription to touringplans.com, I'm going to come and whop you in the head, because that is so needed. You need to know where everybody else is going so that you can make great decisions. Whether you're out at Disneyland, down at Walt Disney World, even Universal, you need that information when it's crowded, and they have it. So drop by touringplans.com today to pick up your premium subscription. Don't forget, when you do that online shopping, as the holiday season is quickly approaching, we appreciate it so very much when you use our Amazon affiliate link. If you could just bookmark that on your computer, it's beourguestpodcast.com /Amazon. And anytime you do some shopping on Amazon, it'll cost you exactly the same. You get all your Prime benefits. Everything is exactly the same, only we get a little bit of a bonus for pointing you in the right direction towards Amazon. So when you're doing that holiday shopping this year, please do support the show. It's an easy way. It costs you nothing extra, and it helps help us make the show better. Again, it's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Thank you so very much for your support in that way. Don't forget, you can follow us on the social medias, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, we got an awesome Facebook group, over 6,000 Disney fans talking Disney every day at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to cut you loose and let you get back to work. You know what? It's going to be dark when you go home tonight. Just deal with it and make the most of, hey, more time to get home and listen to podcasts or just watch some Disney specials on TV. So for Beth, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome Monday. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.